From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. Why did the ancient Greeks build their cities in earthquake zones? For several very good reasons. Greece and Turkey lie along massive fault zones. Faults, when they move, create earthquakes. Spring water tends to follow these fault systems, and the Greeks, following the water, did too. Fault lines also create cliffs, which provided natural defenses for the cities. And fault zones tend to form surface depressions where soils can accumulate, making them good for agriculture. So the faults gave Greek cities water, protection, and fertile soil. But it gave them something else, too. Many of the freshwater springs were heated along fault zones. The Greeks built baths and temples at these hot springs, some of which emitted gases that could induce human trances. At the famous Temple of Apollo at Delphi, traces of ethylene, which produces a state of euphoria, have been found. These fumes were known as the breath of Apollo, and may have helped the priestess communicate with the gods. Other cities and sanctuaries were built along the faults that the Greeks believed were entrances to the underworld. When an earthquake toppled their structures, they usually rebuilt in the same spot, unless the quake also cut off the water supply. Earthquakes in the time of the ancient Greeks were considered mystical events, and before multi-story buildings, the risks of living on fault lines were offset by the many benefits. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from Schlumberger, helping oil and gas companies increase production and efficiency while lowering environmental impact. You can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.